Now, Dingle Distillery has released their latest whisky in their Wheel of the Year series. I'm delighted to be joined by Managing Director at Dingle Distillery, Elliot Hughes, to hear a bit more about their newly launched product. So, Elliot, you're very welcome to In Business.
Hi, how are you, Emma? Thanks for that.
So, I know you have released Beautna Single Pot Still, which is the third release in the Dingle Distillery's Wheel of the Year series. I suppose, firstly, Elliot, can you tell us about the series, maybe just where the idea came from and what it all involves?
Yeah, I suppose something we came up with, this time last year, really, when we were kind of looking into what makes Dingle unique, and I suppose with a focus on some of the interesting festivals and events that are held throughout the year, and we were thinking of the likes of Beautna in particular, Lollabreach, as well as the Rams Day in December. So I think for us, we wanted to bring something together that was a little bit unique and celebrate the was now, I suppose, our Celtic Wheel of the Year series, celebrating each of the different fire festivals, the solstices and the equinoxes as well.
Fantastic. And it's a series of 9 limited edition whiskies, isn't it, Elliot?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and as I think you said there, we're at 3 now.
Fantastic. And so tell us about this latest release, the Beautna Single Pot Still.
Yeah, so it's a single pot still. So the previous two releases in the series were single malt. So this is the first of our pot stills in the series. It's a bourbon, originally a bourbon cask for about 4 or 5 years, and it's been moved into an Australian Shiraz cask for the last couple of years. So it's sitting there between about 6 and 7 on average years old. It's about 52.5% ABV, and it's retailing at about approximately €95 in most good off licenses.
Fantastic. And I suppose, as many people know, obviously it is a very long process, but you've mentioned the years there, and I suppose an awful lot of work goes into it. It's not something just comes out in the spur of the moment. You know, a lot of work and a lot of hard years goes into it. So it must be lovely to see it coming to fruition and kind of hitting the market.
Yeah, absolutely. All of these things are long-term projects, I should say. When, you know, I'm speaking with Graham, our master distiller, we're kind of already talking about things in the late 2020s and the 2030s. So no, it's always good to kind of come into the here and now, and as I say, things that were laid down and 6-7 years ago, it's nice to see that come to fruition. Absolutely,
it certainly is. And Elliot, this will be available then, this latest I suppose a third release will be available from the 1st of May, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Where can people get their hands on it?
Yeah, they should be able to get their hands in a lot of kind of the independent stores, and hopefully in a couple of multiples as well, the likes of your O'Brien's and your Super Values and a lot of the bigger stores as well.
You must be very proud of it.
Yeah, no, very proud. I think we're quite happy with the release. Like anything, there's always things that you look back on, and you know, we spent a year kind of looking at the small details of this. So there's always things to improve and things we can do a little bit better. But I think you know, at the moment it looks fantastic. It tastes fantastic. So you know, we're very happy with that.
And we mentioned at the start that it is a series of 9 limited edition whiskies. So what can people expect maybe from the next one, or what are your plans, I suppose, for the remaining 6?
Yeah, so I suppose each of the whiskies in the series are I suppose what you might call finishes, in the sense that they've started off, each of them has started off in a bourbon cask, and then over the last 2 or 3 years have been moved to give a good long finish in a different cask. So each of the next 6 releases will be I suppose going down that route. A little bit more unusual cast than we would have dealt with previously, and would be a combination of our single pot still and our single malt. And I suppose what our plan is each of those 9, and that will end towards the end of 2024. So you know, there's a good another year and a half, if not more, in it.
Fantastic. And I suppose, Elliot, since we're talking about the ones that are yet to come, will you just remind us of the 2 that have come before this one now? So before the Beautna single pot, what were the first 2, I suppose, that you would have launched?
Yeah, so our first whiskey was Stown, and that was a Muscatel finished whiskey, a single malt as well, and that was at 50.5%, and that was released back in November 1st. And then our second one was Lollabreach, which was released on Feb 1st, and that was finished in rye cask, and again a single malt as well.
And what kind of reaction did the first 2 initial ones receive?
Yeah, I think the reaction was extremely positive. I mean, The interesting thing, I think, for Beautna is it's not just because it's a pot still, but because of the Shiraz finish is quite significantly different from the other 2. There might be more similarities across the first 2 together, whereas Beautna. So I think I'm intrigued to see people's reactions, not just from the first 2, which I know is very positive, but seeing what the reactions will be for this as well, which is a little bit more of a departure from what we've done previously.
I can imagine. It sounds lovely. You know, we're kind of coming into the summer season now, I suppose, in the busier time of the year, maybe in terms of like people visiting the area and maybe tours and things like that. Are you expecting a peak in the summer?
Yeah, no, I think it's we're excited to, I suppose, we're excited to kind of get into the summer and get the season going. I mean, we're already seeing a little bit of good weather, but we're already seeing kind of things start to pick up over the last couple of weeks, kind of people coming back from the Easter holidays and starting to feel like it's a little bit more summery with our regular customers. So no, it's definitely something we're looking forward to.
And in terms of tours and things like that, Elliot, can people book now for tours, or do they just call into you, or what's the best way to do that?
We're a little bit away from that. We're hoping to be up and running with tours in the next little while, but might need to just give us a couple more weeks on that one. But once it's there, we'll be making people aware through our social media platforms and be on our website as well, or absolutely just pop in, drive by, and pop into us.
Elliot, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show, and the very best of luck with the latest release, which is, as we mentioned, available from May 1st.
No problem, Amber. Thanks for that. Nice to speak to you.